Hello. Guys, I just filmed the episode and I just realized that I did not say hi to you. Hi, I'm Angela. Welcome to Spill the Coffee. Today, it's honestly, I talked about everything and you better listen to it. So go ahead.
Oh my God, I'm a piece of shit. I literally promised to do this at least like 2 times every month.
I promised it to myself, not to anybody else, but I did not keep my promise. I do have an excuse. I was studying. Guys, high school is hard. I'm hating life. I want to pull my hair out of my head every time I hear selectividad, eval, exams. Woo! I'm so excited. I'm so excited. No, I'm literally not. I really... It's been horrible. The past couple of months have been quite fun. But it is my life for the next few months. So I'm going to have to deal with it. I'm going to have to suck it up and do the best that I can and be, you know, the best version of myself. So in today's episode, I want to talk about a lot of things because I am back for the first time in a few months. And this year, I turn 18. Yeah, I know. I'm turning 18. What the fuck? What is up with that? Why am I turning 18? Why am I becoming an adult? Who said that was gonna happen? I did not get an invite to adulthood. I don't want that. I really don't. Like, what do you mean I start university in September, if everything goes well? What? What do you mean I have to get a fucking driver's license? What? What is up with that? I don't want to drive. I want to be the passenger's princess. Like, no, I'm not. No, I'm a child. I'm in my mind. I'm still 14. Don't let me get into a car. I will wreck it. Like, no, I don't want to drive. I'm so scared of driving, you guys. I think I would literally collapse and die before getting in a car. Like, how am I? No, like, I don't get anything about driving. I don't think I'm capable of parallel parking. Like, what is that? What even is that? No. Another thing I'm not capable of. No, again, turning 18. No, I'm not turning 18. I will never be an adult. Who says that in a few years I have to move out of my house, pay rent, pay taxes, pay... What? No, literally no. Why? Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to become an adult? I don't want to become an adult. I want to be a child forever. No. I hate life. Like, I don't want, no. I refuse. I don't want that. I don't want that for me. I'm not prepared to do that.
It's just, there's nothing else to say. I don't want to be an adult. I want to live in a little bubble and do whatever the fuck I please.
Without getting in trouble with the law? No, I will never do anything to get in trouble with the law. But dude, adulting? What do you mean I have to cook for myself? And for a future family? Girl, you're literally talking to the wrong person. Like, who the fuck do you think I am? That's something I always say. You put an exam for me in like a week, and I'll be like, who the fuck do you think I am? You want me to study for math? Who the fuck do you think I am? You want me to cook? Who the fuck do you think I am? I'm a literal child. Don't tell me things to do because I will literally ruin everything. I'm not capable of anything. Like, no, I'm a smart person. Yes. But I'm not capable of going to a bank and asking for a credit. What? Who am I? No, I'm never doing that. No,
And let's not even talk about possible motherhood. Yeah, no. No. What is up with birth? No. I refuse. I literally refuse. I want to be a mom? Yes, I want to be a mom. Do I want to be pregnant? No. No. Do I want to give birth? No. My vajayjay. Ew. No. 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 I refuse. I refuse. But that's another thing I don't even want to talk about. But yeah, this year is probably going to be the weirdest year and the worst year of my life. But, you know, there's really nothing else I can do about it. I'm sacrificing a few months of my life to have a future. So I think it's worth it, maybe. If it doesn't end up turning out how I want it to turn out, then it might have not been worth it. But my mom always says, you know, there's other options and maybe you'll like the other option better. If you never do the first one, you never know if you will be happier. But what if I end up being unhappy with that second choice? Or what if I end up being unhappy with the first choice after all that sacrifice? I hate what I'm studying. What about that? Huh? What happens then? Do I jump off a cliff? Maybe. Do I continue with my life? No! No! Like, that terrifies me probably even more than not getting the grades that I need to get into university. That, honestly, that is so much scarier. If I get in and I end up hating it, I end up despising it, what am I gonna do with my life, guys? No, I'm serious. I'm very, very serious. I'm terrified of everything that's gonna happen. Like, the day I get to university and I have to make friends. What is up with that? No. I have to make friends. I, someone who is terrified of talking to other human beings at first, then I'm literally an open book and I will talk to the wall even if you give me the chance. But at first, oh my God, that's horrible. It's extremely hard for me to go out there and say, hi, my name is Angela and blah, blah, blah. Ew. Who the fuck do you think I am? Like, no. But I guess I'll have to do that. I really do. I'm going to have to do that. And I just don't like the idea. I don't. What else? Adulthood is scary. University is scary. Another thing. Oh, I went to London. That became a whole new personality trait. I loved it, but it was not like what I expected from it. I expected it to be like, I had this high expectations of what London was going to be like, and it's beautiful, don't get me wrong. But I don't know. It's not, my mom and I were like hoping it would, I mean, my mom, I don't remember. I went when I was 3 and I don't remember anything, but my mom has gone, I think, 3 or 4 times, and she knew how it was. But I was thinking of a more British experience, and it was not British at all. Like, there were parts that were obviously like very, very British, and there were people that were like, oh, that's a British person. Like, you could tell. Like, you, the most like British thing is the subway. Guys, that's where you find the real British people. And the taverns. Those are where you find the place. The British are there. But it's not British. It's just a popular visited city with 10 million residents. Like, what? There's 10 million people living in London. You guys, that's fucking crazy. That's literally crazy. 10 million people in London. In London! I'm Joey Tribbiani. I don't even want to talk about Friends anymore because I'm still suffering Matthew Perry. So let's really just not get into that. But yeah, I went to London. I discovered a store named Monkey. Obviously not sponsored. Who am I kidding? By H&M, by the group H&M. Wow. I love it. I ordered some clothes now that they were in sales, and I'm thriving. They're getting here in the next 4 to 6 days. So let's hope they get here for Friday. Because Fridays, yeah, Fridays. I need a little bit of something, you know? Today is probably going to be the worst day of my life. But I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to leave that for when Operación Triunfo finishes. And I will make a whole, like, episode. An hour long episode talking about Operación Triunfo. Because that little show deserves my life. My life depends on Operación Triunfo. My life depends on Álvaro Mayo. Who the fuck am I kidding? And he's going today. No, I refuse. I hate that. Anyway. I love doing that sound. I've been doing that every single day for the past 2 weeks. But what was I going to talk about? Oh, I wanted to, you know, catch up with you guys. And I was scrolling through my episodes because today I was talking to my friend and the podcast came up. And I was like, oh, I really, yeah, the podcast. Oh, my God. I want to film again. And then a person who shouldn't have listened heard me saying, podcast? Yeah, fucked up. I fucked up. So, now I had like the little, ooh, I want to film the episode. I want to film an episode. And that's why I'm here. Because I talked about my podcast today. That's why I'm here today. Yeah. And I've been scrolling through my episodes just to see what I talked about before. And I want to talk about body image again. Because I feel like, I don't remember what I said in the last episode. But I do think, maybe that my perspective has changed. I've always struggled with body image. I literally don't know how I look like. I see myself in the mirror in the morning and I think, oh, I look skinny. I look good. Oh, my waist is snatched. And then I come back from school and I look in the lift because I moved. I said that before, didn't I? Yeah, I did. And I was in the lift, in the elevator, and I looked in the mirror. I'm like, damn, who the fuck is that? Like, I don't recognize her. This was not the body I had this morning, and I haven't eaten anything. Like, what is up with that? Why do my jeans look different here? Did I look like this all day? Like, was my stomach looking this big all day? Like, that's honestly a serious question. Like, I always ask that to myself every single day when I come back from school and I'm wearing like a crop top or something that shows a little bit more my stomach, which I'm trying to do, because honestly, if I don't do it now, I will never do it. And am I confident in my body? Fuck no. I hate it, but might as well show it, because if I don't show it now, I will never do it. So I'm trying to be, you know, a little bit more risque with my outfits, even though I'm going to high school. I'm not wearing a fucking bra to school, but it shows like I'm wearing low-waisted jeans, so it shows my stomach. But it's like I've been trying to do it more to make me feel a little bit more comfortable in my skin. Does it help? Not really. I still cover my stomach with my arms every time I'm sitting down, and I put my zip up all the way so that you don't see my rolls. But body image is something that I've always struggled with, and I think everybody will struggle with that at some point in their life. Because you have this perception of yourself that you see in the mirror that is not really you. Like, it's literally not you. People don't see you the way you see yourself. And I say, oh my God, I look so bad today. Oh my God, my hair looks so weird today. Oh my God, I look so fat. And then everybody's like, no, you don't. I'm like, bitch. It's hard to explain how you feel and how you see yourself when you have a very negative perspective of who you are. Like, yeah, I think I'm pretty. I obviously know that I'm not the prettiest one ever. I'm going to make myself believe it, though, because, bitch, if I don't love myself, nobody will. But it's hard. It's hard because sometimes I don't feel like I am the most incredible, most, like, the prettiest, most beautiful, hottest woman in the world. And it really does suck when there's those days that you just look at yourself and be like,
what is this stomach that I have? Have I had this for a very long time? Do people notice it? Do people notice that my skin is loose around my stomach and my arms and my back? Do people notice that I have rolls in my back when I'm sitting down or when I'm up and straight and my bra just sits weird and all of my rolls come out? Like, those are things that I notice, but probably people don't. I don't know. I'm not talking, like, I'm supposing that people don't. Because as humans tend to, or well, as insecure people tend to do a pessimistic view of ourselves. I will probably never say something nice about my body. Probably not now, maybe not tomorrow, maybe in a year. I don't know. But really, right now, no. I've been doing Pilates. I've been working out almost every day of the week. I've been trying my best to get in shape and to like what I see in the mirror. Has it happened? No. Do I take photos of myself posing in different angles to see if I look good and to see if I like it? Yes. But that's not my real body. Like, I'm posing. I'm making my body do weird things so that it gets the perfect picture. That's not me. That's not reality. I don't look like that every single day, every single moment. I literally don't look like that at all. And it's like, I'm trying my fucking best. I really am. Like, if you gave me the chance to choose between getting into the degree that I want to get into or being skinny, I would choose being skinny. Like, I've been wanting to be skinny my whole entire life. Like, when I was a child, when I was in the shower, I looked down and all I saw was stomach. And I always would tell my mom, oh my God, I hate looking down and seeing only my stomach. Like, there's only stomach. And I was probably 7. Like, and that was the conception I had of myself. That I was just a stomach. I was fat and I knew I was fat. Everybody told me I was fat. My family. My friends didn't tell me because, you know, kids don't say those things to your face. But my family told me. I knew I was fat. Like, nobody even had to tell me. I just had to look in the mirror to see that I was not in shape and that girls my age didn't look like that. And that caused the biggest insecurity. There, like, once you get in that mindset and once, like, it happens so fast and you're just there. You're so negative about yourself. And that happened to me from a very young age. And all I saw myself was a fat girl. I was 12 and I saw a fat girl. I was 7 and I was a fat girl. I was 13 and I started working out because I didn't want to be that fat girl. But I worked out, and when I was 16, I still felt fat. Even though people would say, you're not fat. But I'm not skinny. But you're not fat. You don't look fat. You're just not spaghetti thin. Well, I want to be spaghetti thin. Like, I want to be thin. And people don't get it. People don't get it when I say, oh, I really don't want to eat today. Because, like, I just want to be skinny. People don't get what a fucking eating disorder is. People don't get what body image is. Like, yeah, fuck yeah, I want to be skinny. I've been dreaming of being skinny for as long as I can remember. Like, given the chance, I would choose being skinny over literally anything. Anything. Because it doesn't work. Not, like, I've been eating way less this past week because I was feeling very down about myself. I was not seeing the results with Pilates. Like, I was feeling quite fat and, like, I wasn't liking what I was seeing. I still don't, but I decided that I was going to eat a yogurt every night. I decided I was going to eat smaller portions of my food. Is it working? I have no fucking idea. Am I starving myself? Fuck yes, I'm starving. Like, right now I'm starving in school. I'm starving at night when I'm not eating. I'm starving every single day. Yes, I am. But that's something I'm used to. Am I counting calories? Yeah. I am. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm counting calories. What about it? Like, there's really nothing I can do to make myself get out of that negative space. It's hard. It's really hard. And there's moments I'm feeling way better. I think I'm seeing results. I think I look skinnier. I think I'm feeling better. But then there's days, there's weeks that I'm just like, what? That's not who I want to be. I look different. I don't like what I'm seeing. And it gets into this vicious circle of negativeness in my mind and in my head. And I've had one of the worst weeks this past week. It was horrible. It was literally horrible. I was miserable the whole week. I was crying every single day. And I was falling asleep crying every single day. Because I've been hating how I feel. With myself, about myself, just everything. And it's just an accumulation of stuff. And I exploded on Saturday. I was like, fuck, no, I can't. I literally can't. I ate like shit today. Yes, I did. Yeah. I fucking hate myself for it. Yeah, I do. But I try. And I know that these are just bad times. And there's probably going to be like in maybe 3 months, I'll be feeling better about myself. And then in summer, I will go down again. But it's just, that's body image. That's an eating disorder. That's not feeling confident. That's just being insecure. And there's nothing I can do about it. I really do. I try to love myself. I try to at least accept myself. But it's hard to accept the fact that you're never going to get to be skinny. When everybody around you has a great body, they have tits, they have an ass, they have small thighs, they have a flat stomach, and they have huge hips, and they're literally fucking Kylie Jenner or Kendall Jenner. And you're looking at yourself and you're feeling like, that's not what I look like. Is that why nobody loves me? Is that why I don't get attention from guys? Is it because I don't look like other girls? Is it because I do not have a flat stomach? Is it because I have big thighs? Is it because I'm very wide? I have very broad shoulders? Or is it just because I'm not a likable person when it comes to my personality? I don't know. What I do know is that I see all these gorgeous, beautiful girls every single day on school, on Instagram, on YouTube, everywhere. And I'm like, fuck. Am I ever gonna get to be that? Am I ever gonna feel confident? Am I ever gonna post a bikini pic and feel confident about it and not want to delete it after 5 minutes of posting it? Am I gonna shower and not look at the loose parts of my skin and my stomach and my arms and touch them and feel like, what is up with me? I want to get to a point where I'm happy and content and satisfied with who I am personally and physically. And I want someone that admires that. And I know my value. I know my worth. I know I'm worth $1 million. Like, I'm a great person. I'm funny. I'm intelligent. I'm such an empathic person. Like, I know my worth. I know I don't deserve to call myself some like stupid things. I know I don't deserve that, but it's my mind who does it, and I really cannot control it. I really can't. It hurts. It's horrible. It's painful. But it's what I've been dealing with for the past 4 years, mostly 4 years. And like, there's nothing I can do about it. It's hard. It sucks. And there's really, like, I don't think there's an end. Honestly, I think I will probably have times where I'm super happy with my body. And I look at myself and I feel great about myself. And I'm proud of who I am. But then there's times like right now when I feel like shit. And it's also okay to feel like shit.
because it's really like it's life. There's going to be good moments and there's going to be mad moments, and there's going to be incredible and proud moments, and there's going to be everything. And right now it sucks because like apart from all of this, you have to include that I've been feeling extremely lonely for the past, I don't know how long. And it's no one's fault. It's my mind's fault, and I can't control it. And like I said, it's an accumulation of stuff, and it just gets to a point where it's like, I can't. I literally cannot do it anymore. And you're not hungry. You don't do any sports. You don't want to study anymore. You just want to lay in bed and watch TV, because that's the only thing you're getting some type of satisfaction from. And it sucks, but it's life. And there's nothing to do except accept the fact that there's moments like this, and keep pushing and do your best and always be proud of who you are. So yeah, that's all I have to say for today. That was a very sad ending. I don't want to end it like that. What can I say? Oh, whoa, I forgot the most important fact of my life. I'm a redhead now. What? Yeah, I'm a redhead. That's how you end an episode. Oh yeah, I'm a redhead and I'm a new person. I love it. It's really fun. It's really fun. I get to be the only redhead in my class. Everybody knows it's not natural, but who the fuck cares? I don't. I love it. It was expensive, but I love it. But yeah, I'm a redhead. That's all I have to say. I'm not going to title this episode I'm a redhead, because then there will be no surprise for the listeners. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed, and I hope the right people are listening to this. I don't want the wrong people to listen to this. But yeah. I would say I'm back. I'll film more, but that's a lie. I'll probably film when I have time, and that's gonna be, I don't know when. I really don't. But I hope that next time I talk to you guys, I have a black boyfriend. Bye-bye. Kisses for everyone.